Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we tear through those, overwhelming guides, the huge sales list, the daily drops, so you can spend your time actually playing.
Instead of just scrolling endlessly.
Exactly. I think everyone wants to start 2026 with, a ton of new stuff to play, but the sheer amount of information just leads to analysis paralysis.
Well, that's why we're here. We've taken on this behemoth, the 2026 Winter Gaming and Software Savings Guide.
And our mission.
It's basically surgical. We want to extract the definitive strategy, the things you have to do to get high-value digital stuff without, damaging your wallet. We're showing you where to invest your time, not your money.
And the sources really highlight this central conflict that makes this deep dive so essential right now. It's the hardware forecasts, costs for high-end GPUs, and DDR5 RAM are climbing.
They really are. And analysts are saying it's this perfect storm of supply chain issues still lingering, plus this massive demand from AI data centers just hoovering up all the chip supply.
So regardless of the exact cause, the outcome for you, the gamer, is the same.
Right. Upgrading your rig is just getting more expensive. It means you have to shift your strategy. Every dollar you waste on software today is a dollar you won't have for that hardware purchase later.
That is the whole point of this. Save for the hardware you'll eventually need, and only buy software when it's on a massive deep sale
Or free.
or free. So we're covering the huge PS Plus drop that starts January 6th, the absolute final deadline for Epic's mystery game, and the smartest buys on Steam. Let's start with what Sony's giving away.
Sony is kicking off 2026 with a bang. The official PlayStation Essential lineup, which drops on January 6th, it's pretty exceptional.
So first question, are these games actually worth the precious SSD space we're all trying to protect?
A very fair question. Let's find out.
Let's start with the big one, the headliner, Need for Speed Unbound. And this is a crucial note, PS5 only.
Right. And for anyone who grew up on that classic Underground 2 or Most Wanted tuning culture, this game brings all of that back.
But the look is.
It is. The technical presentation is what justifies the install, though. People were pretty divided on those stylized, cel-shaded anime effects on top of the photorealistic cars.
Yeah, I remember the controversy.
But the analysis shows that running it at a native 4K and a locked 60 FPS on the PS5, it really smooths it all out. It feels genuinely current gen, and that visual clash just kind of melts away.
Okay, here's a key strategic insight I saw, the tech and tip from the racing community.
Oh, yeah.
They say the online part, Lakeshore Online, is brutally competitive.
It is. The strategic window is tiny. You have to jump into the PvP playlists on January 6th immediately.
Why so urgent?
Because the servers will be flooded with fresh plus players,
Yeah.
brand new racers. You can capitalize on that huge influx of, let's be honest, easily beatable opponents before they all learn the tracks.
It's a temporary advantage, but a big one.
A very big one. Use it.
Okay, moving to game number two. Disney Epic Mickey. Rebrushed. This is for both PS5 and PS4. I remember the original on the Wii. It was clever, but those motion controls were frustrating. Does this rebrushed version actually fix the mechanics, or is it just a pretty retro game?
No, it elevates it completely. The core idea was always genius, right? A 3D platformer where you're painting the world back into existence or erasing it to solve puzzles.
Yeah, the concept was great.
But you're right, the Wii's hardware held it back. Rebrushed has completely rebuilt textures, modern lighting, and most importantly, the controls are tight. The gameplay is finally as good as the idea. It's a top-tier platformer now, and definitely not just for kids.
And finally, we have the real-time sync, Core Keeper,
Oh boy.
also on both consoles. And if you see the pixel art and think, oh, it's a small indie game, you are so wrong.
So wrong. This game is a terrifyingly addictive mix of Stardew Valley and Terraria for the building and farming.
And Diablo for the dungeon crawling and loot.
Exactly. You start in this huge cave, and the loop of mining, building your base, farming, and fighting these massive bosses, it's just relentless.
The sources had a literal addiction warning for it. They basically said, don't even touch the co-op mode.
Not unless you're prepared for the next 100 hours of your life to just
Right,
vanish.
it's not a game, it's a time deletion machine.
So that's the free stuff. But now we have to shift gears, because for PC players, we are on the clock. There are some hard deadlines you cannot miss.
Yeah, time sensitive is the key here.
Okay, let's talk Epic Games Store. They've been giving away a free game every single day.
The grand finale.
The grand finale. And here's the crucial deadline. Today, January 1st, is the final day to claim their big mystery game.
So you have to be fast. The claim window closes at 19:30 tomorrow, January 2nd. If you're hearing this now, you have hours, not days.
And history tells us this is a big deal. The final game isn't some small indie title. It's historically the biggest AAA drop. Remember when they gave away the entire Tomb Raider
A
trilogy?
huge value proposition.
Exactly. You're not just saving $60. You could be getting a massive multi-month backlog for $0. It's the ultimate move against having to buy new hardware.
So immediate action required on that one. The other big deadline is the Steam Winter Sale.
Right, and this is where the real cash savings are, but you have to be smart.
The sale ends January 4th. That's it. So if the goal is saving for that GPU upgrade, we need to cut through the noise and find the true golden nuggets.
The titles with exponential value.
Let's do it. We'll start with the masterpieces under $10. We're talking 75% to 85% off.
First up, the one everyone has to own. Witcher 3, Wild Hunt Complete Edition.
But it's an older game. Why buy it now when we're focused on 2026?
Because the value is future-proof. The Complete Edition comes with the next-gen update, which makes it feel modern graphically. And you get both massive DLCs, Blood and Wine and Hearts of Stone,
So hundreds of hours of content.
for less than a movie ticket. It just sets such a high bar for any new $70 RPG you might be thinking of buying this year.
Good point. Next on the list, the narrative powerhouse. Disco Elysium, the final cut.
The best text-based RPG of the decade. No contest.
And what makes it a smart buy? Strategically.
Well, it's not a game that needs a monster GPU. It's an interactive novel, basically. It's all about deep narrative, psychology, political intrigue. You get this incredibly rich experience that many new, expensive, graphically intense games just completely miss. It's a smart buy because it won't strain your current rig.
And for sheer volume, we have to mention the Mass Effect Legendary Edition.
You cannot ignore it. This is maybe the best value per dollar deal in gaming.
We're talking three full remastered legendary games.
All the single player DLC, better textures, modern frame rates, all of it for less than the price of a large pizza. The cost per hour of entertainment is just, it's almost unmatched. A zero risk, high reward investment.
Okay, let's drop down a tier. Best, under $5, the price of a sandwich. First up, Titanfall 2.
90% off, usually around $3.
And this is critical. Why?
Because the single player campaign is one of the best in shooter history. Full stop. It's short, it's fast, it's constantly surprising you with its level design.
The time travel level.
The time travel level, it's just brilliant. And the surprising part is that the multiplayer servers are, quote, surprisingly alive in 2026.
So you're getting this legendary campaign and a working multiplayer for the price of a coffee.
A better campaign than many new $70 shooters managed to deliver.
Also under $5, Batman. Arkham Knight, 80% off. I remember the graphics on this being just mind-blowing at launch.
They still hold up. Honestly, they hold up better than a lot of games released in 2025.
The rain effects, the detail in Gotham.
Driving the Batmobile through the city at night for this price is an absolute steal. It's also the perfect low-cost way to benchmark your current GPU before you decide if you really need that upgrade.
Good call. And before we move on, a quick mention of the cozy games for winter.
Yes, for relaxation. Two high-value, low-stress picks.
First, Stray. You play as a cat in a cyberpunk city. It's short, sweet, beautiful.
Perfect for an afternoon. And then Firewatch, the quintessential walking simulator. A mysterious story, incredible writing, perfect for relaxing under a blanket. A nice change of pace from the 100-hour epics.
Definitely. Okay, but this whole strategy isn't just about entertainment.
Not at all.
We need to talk about savings for developers, creators, competitive gamers. This whole idea of locking in lower prices applies everywhere.
Absolutely. Take creative tools like AI image generation, a platform like Midjourney. It rarely has sales.
So what's the move?
You look at alternatives, Leonardo.ai or FreePix, Picasso. They're offering 30% to 40% off annual subscriptions right now.
And the strategic reason for buying a whole year up front.
It's future-proofing your budget. AI processing costs are only going up. It's fueled by the exact same GPU and RAM demand that's making gaming hardware more expensive.
Ah, so you lock in a yearly rate now.
To insure yourself against the inevitable price hikes in 2026, you're buying stability in a volatile market.
This foresight also applies to competitive gamers with networking tools.
For sure. If you rely on a service like ExitLag or Gear Up P Booster,
The ping reducers.
right, for stabilizing your connection, they have special New Year codes out now for 20% to 30% off.
And for anyone serious about Valorant, CS2, Warzone, This is a critical investment.
It's about consistency. You need a stable ping. Buying a long-term subscription during this sale window is so much cheaper than paying monthly, maybe 50% cheaper over the whole year. It's a smart utility cost, not a recurring financial drain.
Okay, let's bring it all together. Let's synthesize all of this, the free games, the deadlines, the $5 masterpieces, into the definitive strategy for 2026.
The core conclusion hasn't changed. If anything, it's stronger now. 2026 is the year of expensive hardware. GPU and RAM prices are going up.
So the winning strategy is just ruthless financial discipline.
Exactly. Save your money for the hardware when you absolutely need it, and only buy software when it's on a deep, deep sale.
Or, as you said, when it's free.
Or when it's free.
And what we've really uncovered here is that this disciplined approach, it doesn't mean you have to go without. The list we just went through can genuinely keep you entertained for at least 6 months.
Easily.
All without putting a dent in your bank account that is achieving digital abundance through smart management.
So the call to action is clear. Go claim that epic mystery game right now. Queue up those Steam deals before January 4th and lock in your annual subscriptions. Start the year with a massive library and a healthy wallet.
And here's a final provocative thought for you to think about while your games are downloading. If a $3 single-player campaign, like Titanfall 2, is still considered one of the most innovative and best shooter experiences ever made, what does that really say about the long-term value of the new $60 and $70 games coming out in 2026?
Are you paying for value, or are you just paying the launch premium?
Something to think about while you enjoy all the money you just saved.